This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says the government is working with its strategic plans to strengthen the country's economy. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says the government has adopted policy of zero tolerance for corruption. Communication and Information Technology Minister Prithvi Subbagaurang stresses reforming existing working style to expedite developmental activities. And NATO claims North Korean troops deployed in Russian war on Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the government is working with strategic plans to strengthen the country's economy. The Prime Minister's remark came after receiving a 40-page concept paper from the Federation of Nepal Industry and Businessmen at Balwatar today. The Prime Minister called on the industrialists to contribute actively to enhancing production and productivity. The business community urged the Prime Minister to address key issues impacting the private sector to support economic growth. The concept paper Western Discussions organized by the Federation on the August 23rd highlights challenges facing private sector in the country. The meeting of the National Security Council presided over by Prime Minister and Chairperson of the Council, KP Sharma Oli, reviewed the international, regional and national security situations. The review meeting dealt on the conflict surged in the Middle East and its efforts and its impacts rather on national security, challenges, safety of the people in the region and future strategy. Member Secretary of the Council, Rameshwar Dangal, informed that the meeting dwelt on challenges to be faced in the national security in the wake of international conflicts. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has claimed that the government has adopted the policy of zero tolerance for corruption. Addressing at the House of Representatives State Affairs and Good Governance Committee meeting today, Home Minister Lekhak said the government is making laws and bills firmly to eradicate corruption. Home Minister Lekhak said the investigations on corruption cases would be carried out against all involved based on the evidence. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagaurang has stressed the need for reforming existing working style to expedite the development activities. Addressing the first quarterly progress review and ministry-level development problem resolution committee meeting today, Minister Gurung instructed all subordinate bodies to prioritize transparency, practicality and adherence to legal standards while carrying out their works. On the occasion, Secretary at the Communication and Information Technology Ministry, Radhika Arial, said all the set goals for the first 100 days have been accomplished. Likewise, planning head of the ministry, Ramkrishna Arial, presented all the accomplished tasks by the ministry's bodies within 3 months. Similarly, Radio Nepal has been announced as the best among subordinate bodies of the Communication Ministry in terms of work execution. Minister for Forest and Environment N. Bahadur Sai Thackeray is addressing the 16th Conference of Parties on Biological Diversity, COP16, in Colombia. Minister Sai Thackeray is due to participate in high-level meetings focusing on two key sessions, Nature and Peace and Biodiversity in Finance, on Monday and Tuesday. He's scheduled to return home on November 2nd. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samje prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Radio Nepal's Executive Director Amardos Lama has affirmed that Radio Nepal will continue leading efforts to promote Nepali music. Speaking at an event held in Radio Nepal's music production room in Simhadarbar, organized to celebrate and present festive tunes and music on the occasion of the upcoming festivals, including Tihar, Nepal Sambat and Chhat, Executive Director Lama announced that Radio Nepal would produce and present tunes and music for all Nepali festivals to ensure ownership and participation of all communities. Highlighting plans to expand Radio Nepal's broadcasting range to meet listeners' interests, Executive Director Lama also shared that Radio Nepal would preserve old Nepali songs through digital archiving. Test flights have been carried out at Tikapur Airport today. The aircrafts of Nepal Airlines and Tara Air made test flights this morning. On the occasion, Minister of State for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Arun Kumar Choudhary, said that regular flights would be operated immediately after the Tihar festival. He added that flights would also be made to the airports in the hilly districts of the Sudur Paschim province. The airport was first brought into operation 40 years ago and made regular flights for the first 3 years. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. NATO has said for the first time that North Korean troops have been deployed to Russia and are operating in the Kursk border region where Ukrainian troops have a foothold. The BBC cited Alliance Secretary General Mark Rutte as claiming he could confirm the deployment after weeks of speculation following a meeting with South Korean intelligence and defense officials on Monday. The newly installed NATO chief said the deployment represented a significant escalation and a dangerous expansion of Russia's war in Ukraine. Last week, Russian President Vladimir Putin refused to deny that North Korean troops had arrived in Russia, following reports that Pyongyang was preparing to send thousands of troops to aid its ally. Japan's Prime Minister Shigeru Ishibe has vowed to continue ruling the country despite a burgeoning loss suffered by his party at the general election. According to the BBC, Japan now faces an uncertain political future as the coalition led by the long-ruling Liberal Democratic Party has lost its majority in parliament, its worst result in over a decade. Ishibe was sworn in as Prime Minister just this month after winning the leadership of his party. He had called a snap election to seal his mandate, but in his speech on Monday, he admitted his party received severe judgment from voters and added his party would humbly accept the result. Now a sports update. Nepal had suffered a defeat to the United States and the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2 series. In the match played at Grand Prairie Stadium in Dallas, In the US, Nepal lost to the host US by 3 wickets. The US chased the run target of 287 runs presented by Nepal in 49.4 overs at the loss of 7 wickets. Nepali bowler Kushal Burdal took 4 wickets, while Sompal Kambi and Lalit Rajabangsa took 2 wickets each. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Koshi Province and Gondaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government is working with its strategic plans to strengthen the country's economy. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says government has adopted policy of zero tolerance for corruption. Communication and Information Technology Minister Prithvi Subbagurang stresses reforming existing working style to expedite development activities. And NATO claims North Korean troops deployed in Russian war on Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.